Juno Afternoon is made possible with support from Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for over 15 years. I'm your host today, Scott Burton, and it's about 18 minutes past the hour. My next guest is Jordan Nigro. She is the manager over at Zach Gordon Youth Center. Jordan, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Scott.
Nice to have you here. Zach Gordon Youth Center, what's going on right now?
Well, right at this very moment, actually, as I was leaving, there was a lot of cookie baking going on because tonight we are hosting a family night. So families can come with their kids and decorate cookies and make ornaments. And I believe there's some slime making that's going to happen. So the prep for all of that was happening as I...
Sounds messy and fun.
Yes, yes. we have had a busy month. This time of year is always a little busy for us. So we had our big Thanksgiving dinner on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving where lots of families come and it's just... The staff spend all day cooking. We do turkey and ham and mac and cheese and a bunch of vegetables. And
fun.
Yeah, it's super fun.
And what's the age range of kids and teenagers that would participate with this?
So for the family night, really it's any age, any families with kids of any age. But I think probably mostly junior high and elementary. For our services in general, kids can come to the center when they are 9 and up on their own. And then if they're younger than 9 years old, they just have to have an adult with them. And so our ages are up until 19.
9 and up till 19. Mm-hmm. And if they're under 9, bring an adult.
Yeah.
I bet a lot of the parents or family members or friends of your participants who are coming tonight know about tonight. Mm-hmm. Is this something that, say, a young person who's interested in learning more about Zach Gordon should drag their family to tonight?
Absolutely. That's what I thought. I was like, oh, I'm going to be on the radio. I'll make sure to mention it in case anybody doesn't know.
Kind of an open house.
Yeah. We have started. It's actually pretty exciting. We have... this year, we were able to get an AmeriCorps member to help us. Her actual job title is Family Engagement Coordinator. And so her role is to help us organize family nights like this is one of them. But also she does them in each of the middle schools. So we have our BAM program, you know, that operates in at Santa Kahini and at Floyd Dryden. And so each of those schools gets a parent night once or a family night once a month, and then we'll do one family night at the center once a month. And we're also doing these new parent forums, which we actually just did the first one last Wednesday. And those will be more like out in the community, and that is for parents to come to or caregivers to come to without their kids. So they can like say, you know, the last one was about puberty, and we had a pretty small turnout. It was our first one, but I'm hopeful that as they catch on, more families will come. But if you know, I think one of the ones we're going to do in the future is, you know, how to talk to your teenager. So if somebody's like, oh, my gosh, my teenager is driving me crazy, but I don't know what – I need some help. They can come and ask some questions, and we can give them some support.
It seems like family involvement is sort of a theme right now.
Yes.
From your perspective, how important is it for families to be connected like that?
Well, I think it's super important. And I also think like there's a lot of, there's a lot of strains in life. And sometimes it's hard to make time for those connections because everybody's got a million things going on. And so we just want to offer some opportunities where it's easy and there's, you know, food available and families can do something fun together and then maybe come up with a new idea that they can just do at home together in the future. And we also really want families to know that it is a youth center, but they're always welcome to be there with their kids. And so, you know, same with BAM, like with our after school activities. If parents ever want to come check out what goes on, they can totally do that.
Any need for volunteers going into the holiday season?
Well, not so much specifically around the holidays, but, you know, our BAM program, which will actually take a break during the holidays because school closes. We always need volunteers for BAM, and it's a really fun way if you're looking for a fairly flexible and fun way to engage with kids in our community. BAM can be a great way to do that. If you... if there's something that you love to do and you want to share it with kids, or, you know, sometimes people call us and they go, I have no idea what I could do, but I'd love to support your program and we'll help you. We'll kind of interview you. And usually there's something great people can offer. And also cooking is always popular.
I was going to say, yeah, cooking's a big one, right?
It is.
Cooking after school. What are a couple other examples of what's been successful with
You know, we have a fair amount of different arts activities that go on after school. We have right now Discovery Southeast is finishing up their outdoor leaders. That happens in both the schools. We do a lot, like I said, we do a lot of cooking activities, which are really middle schoolers. It's just like the perfect age for cooking activities. And, you know, you can get in some STEM. You know, Mark has done from COPA has done ice cream making, and that's always fun. And they learn some science in that too, right? So you can kind of really you can get a lot out of those kinds of activities. But any sort of, you know, we had somebody do a public health nurse do a zombie apocalypse activity that was really teaching about, like, you know, wash your hands and how to not spread disease. But she did it in this really fun. So we can be pretty creative, you know. So, yeah, it's the sky's the limit, really, as long as we can, you know, figure out how to afford it, I suppose.
From what you've observed as manager down there, is it harder or easier to be a teenager from back in our day?
Oh, gosh, Scott. What a question. Well, I mean, I think, you know, honestly, like in my feeling is every generation has their things that come up. I think there are things right now that are challenging for teens and for parents that we didn't deal with. But there are probably things that, you know, that today seem just like, oh, they're part of the norm that were new for us. Mm-hmm. But I do think, you know, the phone sometimes is a thing. And of course, like access to drugs and alcohol is always an issue, I think, and something for families to always be concerned about of any generation. You know, I grew up in rural Alaska, so for me, it's always a little different than like the things that I think part of it just depends on where you grew up too, right?
Right.
But I do think – I think that in my I think the things that people struggle with often with teenagers is communication as a family. And so I think, you know, one of the reasons that we're always just wanting to keep in touch with families is however we can, you know, help support communication with teens. For teens to feel like they can communicate with their parents. I think that is a universal struggle for every generation, right? Like, I'm sure most of us felt that way as a teenager, and that's a lot of what we want to make sure we can help support.
Facilitating communication.
Yeah, and just having, like, a two-way conversation.
And a safe place to hang out and make ornaments and slime.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We have lots of fun. It's. I was actually thinking today that I've always feel like I've been pretty lucky in my career and with my jobs, and this is definitely one of the funnest. So.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
All right. So family night is tonight at the Zach Gordon Youth Center. What time does that start?
4:30.
All right.
4:30 to 7. And if you want to keep up on these, like if you can't make it tonight but you're listening and you think, oh, that sounds neat, follow us on Facebook because we post all this stuff on our Facebook site. And it's a really good place to just sort of keep up with what we have going on.
And if you have a 9-year-old to a 19-year-old, come down to the Zach Gordon Youth Center. If somebody can't make it tonight, when would be a great introductory time for someone to pop in?
After school is a great time. We almost always have quite a few kids there and different things going on. Saturdays we're open from 3 to 10. But after school during the week is a great busy time and lots of folks are there. The other thing that's happening right now is basketball registration is going on. So if you want to register your kids for basketball, you can do that at the youth center too.
That's for basketball at the youth center itself?
No, it's for it's for the City League youth basketball. That is
– okay.
That is with us now. So that registration is happening and it'll start up in January.
And remind us of your hours Monday through.
So our hours Monday through Friday are, depending on what time your school gets out for kids, it's after school until 9 p.m. on Thursdays and after school until 10 p.m. on Fridays and then 3 to 10 on Saturdays. But our curfew. If you're under 13, our curfew is 6 p.m. So we really turn into a teen center from 6 until 9 or 6 until 10.
And I bet all of these details are on your Facebook page.
They are.
All right. Jordan Nigro, thank you for coming on. Meet her tonight and all her colleagues and kids and everybody else. 4:30, it's family night at the Zach Gordon Youth Center. If somebody's never been there, how would you describe how to get there?
Well, our address is 3960 Whittier Street, but I always say we're across the parking lot from Centennial Hall.
All right. Jordan Nigro, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you, Scott.
I want to go home where I belong. 'Cause now I'm just alone.
Right.